And Laura has now made it into the studio. Hi, Laura.
Good morning.
Of course, we know and love her from the web and the online producing that she does. Also, tremendous job filling in on the newscast for Rachel Martin a couple days ago. But you're in here for a whole other reason this morning. What do you got going on?
Well, Luke, I've got the best song in the world today. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's a little bit complicated. And I'm going to ask Jacob if he would help me set it up just a little bit with a different cut. That's Jimi Hendrix, of course. It's just putting the "Oh My Goodness" on Bob Dylan's "All Alone in the Watchtower." Dylan once said he didn't know why Hendrix hadn't covered more of his songs, because Dylan said they were all Hendrix songs in the first place. And that's kind of the crazy thing about Dylan, I think. He's so nuanced, and there's so many sides to him that he's a little bit hard to see when you look at him, and a little bit hard to hear when you listen to him. And it can sometimes take another artist to show you who he really is. So this all came to mind for me the other day. I went to see the new Dylan biopic called "I'm Not There," played at the cinema.
Like a million people playing him, including a woman and an African-American kid.
Yeah, there's like a half dozen people running around pretending to be the adult Bob Dylan. And it's really kind of a sad movie. It's sort of unexpectedly sad, and it makes you cry in a lot of different places because Dylan seems so lost and so lonely and so separated from sort of the rest of the world. And right at the end, over the closing credits, there comes sort of the strangest portrait of all. You've just watched this young black kid running around playing Dylan. You've just watched Cate Blanchett just knock the Dylan portrait right out of the park. But then here comes the strangest one of all right over the closing credits, and it's a version of "Knocking on Heaven's Door" by Anthony and the Johnsons.
Mama, take this banjo for me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, much too dark to see.
Now, Anthony he's an incredibly unusual human.
After you were playing this the other day, I went and checked out Anthony De Johnson's website, and he's an interesting kind of looking androgynous person.
Yeah, he's out there. He's kind of...
Literally.
He's way out there. He's super gay. And one of the things that he has said about himself, he says, quote, "The faggotry of what I do is extreme."
Excuse me?
"The faggotry of what I do is extreme."
I heard you the first time.
That's his quote. And it is. I mean, you would definitely know when you heard it, you know. And for me, I mean, I'm on the pink team, too. It's not that the faggotry part, but it's just that, for me, if the world helium shortage could be solved at his house, I mean, I just find his voice very difficult to listen to. Some people find it the most beautiful voice in the world. When I was sitting there in the cinema watching these credits roll after thinking so much about Bob Dylan, it just kind of hit me that if Cate Blanchett can be Bob Dylan, and then that means that Anthony can be the sheriff, the butch sheriff dying in the dust. And that means that his version of "Knocking on Heaven's Door" really can be the best song in the world today.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Mama, wipe this blood from my face. I'm sick and tired of the war. Don't know if it's night or if it's the sun rising high. Get 'em knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock.
Political.
Laura Conaway, thank you for bringing us the best song in the world today. Anthony and the Johnsons with their version of Knocking on Heaven's Door. A great, interesting, perplexing choice for best song in the world today. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.